Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, May 10th. We are glad you are here. We are glad to be talking wrestling today on this great Friday. It's such a great Friday because Maggie's here with a mustache pencil. Moustache. Maggie, we had a heck of a week.
Do you know how how's mustache in Bulgarian? Of course you don't. I mean, do you want to know?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, sure.
Mustache.
Ah.
It's so cool. Yeah, so I cut you off really impolitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right. It's Friday. I don't mind. We're going to have a good time. We're here to talk wrestling for the next hour and a half. It's going to be a good day. But Maggie, some breaking news for you, though.
What?
Are you ready for this?
No.
We have our first sponsor. It's a band. And it's from Metallicat. Sleep with one eye open. Gripping his power plate. I popped myself.
I mean, it's the way you said Metallicat for me. Like you.
Metallicat. Sleep with one eye open, gripping its pillow tight. So there you go.
Okay.
So no, we don't have a sponsor. I just wanted to pop Maggie there. So there you go.
I mean, it would have popped me more if we actually had a sponsor. But like, yeah. I don't know who would actually sponsor the show.
We'll find somebody. But we do have a start, though. We have somebody that sent us a super chat. His name is Doc Mueller, the Dockhausen. Dockhausen. It's easy for me to say.
Dockhausen.
I got it now. But Chris Mueller of the Bleacher Report, he says, hi, respect women's wrestling and don't be gross. Abso-freaking-lutely to that. And we'll talk about that.
Combined and separately also. Like, however you wish to understand this, separately or together. Don't be gross in general. Be a normal human being. Don't protest soap. You know, like random.
Wear deodorant when you go to shows.
Wear deodorant.
Wear deodorant wherever you
are. When you exist, wear deodorant. Yeah. Like when you exist. But you know what, Rob?
We coexist.
Yes. About this matter. You know what? I feel like nothing newsworthy happened in wrestling this week. So let's just forget about wrestling, okay? Let's just talk about life, okay?
Let's just call it a day, okay?
Let's just call it a day. This was our show. Thank you, guys. No, I mean, leave it up to our wonderful people in our wonderful chat, our fans, the fans of Coexisting.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
You let them run the show, you say?
What?
Let them run the show, you say?
Yeah, let them run the show. Please, guys, thank you for joining us. Please leave a like on the video. This is the most direct way in which you can support us. Please leave a like on the video. Share the video on social media with your friends. If you want to break up with your ex or, you know, current friends or girlfriend or boyfriend, please send them this video. That'll do it.
Otherwise, we could do like cameos. If you want us to break up.
Yeah, if you want us to break up with someone, just, you know, I have to set up a cameo for that. Yeah, so where was I going with this? Yes, please.
I don't know.
Donate a super chat. It's the bottom of the live chat on YouTube. It's the little dollar sign. Any amount will get your question or statement right on the air. Any amount matters a lot. If you're not watching on YouTube, if you're watching on our other platforms, you can set a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It will also let your question or statement read on our air time. It doesn't, like I said, it does not need to be wrestling related, because I feel like we can talk about Backlash, we can talk about Dynamite a bit, but like that's about it. I can't possibly praise the France crowd for 90 minutes straight. So we can talk a lot. You can ask me dating questions, God forbid. I have no idea how to answer that because I've been single for like 40 years now. But like, that's a different thing, because apparently I have a lot of, you know, accurate things to say when it comes to other people's relationships, not mine, because they're not existent. Okay. So anything you want us, you know, to talk about, to share, you know, everything. Because again, nothing good happened in wrestling, and that's not me belittling all the shows. There are a lot of you know, great things that happen, but we can get right into it.
Yeah, well, we got another super chat from Doc. He says, "For your information, full body deodorant exists and it should be used." Yes,
I don't know what a full body deodorant is.
It's kind of like that Axe spray. I don't know if you've ever seen like that.
Okay,
like
I've seen Axe sprays.
Body spray, kind of. I think that's. I mean, that's why I consider full body deodorant. I mean,
from my experience, and I have the Bulgarian experience, and this is, you know, this is saying a lot. You can always tell when someone, you know, smells sweaty from today's sweat. Because it's not that bad. I mean, it's normal, like sweating is normal, but you can always tell when someone has been sweating for 5.5 centuries and he hasn't showered and he hasn't washed his clothes or anything. Like, you can always tell the difference between them two, because like, you can stress sweat, you can, you know, you could have been running a lot just not to be late. You know, I give the people the benefit of the doubt. You can always tell the difference between these two types of bad smelling people. So if you smell like you haven't showered this year, that's icky. Okay. That's icky. And if you're on the open, like not in the closed room, and you can still smell that person, go home. Go home, reevaluate your life, buy some deodorant on antiperspirant or whatever you guys call it in English. I don't give a fuck.
I used to be able to.
Whatever. Just buy some, or just shower and put some body lotion on yourself, or baby powder. You can use baby powder for your armpits and you won't be sweating so much. You can also use baby powder on your feet, just FYI, and they won't sweat or smell afterwards. I mean, those are like, the more you know, okay? Like, I kind of feel like
you gotta slow down. You're just going. It's funny. Go ahead. It's funny. Go ahead. Just live it up.
It's like, apparently those things have to be said out loud, because smelling that bad cannot be a choice, okay? I refuse to believe that. I'm so pro-social, and I believe in people, and I would never say that people choose to smell like that. And, you know, happen to know for a fact that they do, and they do nothing about it. That's just, you know. I feel like this show took a really weird turn.
It did. But no. Showering is nice.
Showering is nice. It's also good for you. I mean, like you don't always need to shower your to wash your hair, because washing your hair a lot, depending on your hair type, can be bad or good, again, depending on your hair type. But just take care of your skin, take care of your scalp, your hair, and everything.
We got two super chats this one. Ryan Lambert says, Maggie's not a fan of booty funk.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
Ass funk, like smell. No, I don't think anybody's a fan of that, but I know
it's ass true. Smell. Well, let me think about it.
Well, that's what I took out of it.
I mean, there's like, I don't know if you guys know this, but like, there's a dude on Instagram and on TikTok who's teaching men how to take care of their bodies. Mm. I mean, that's the point where we've gotten to. He teaches men how to, you know, men hygiene. Like,
hey, if somebody's teaching them, that's, I mean, it's ridiculous that somebody has to do it, but at least if somebody has to do it and somebody learns, mission accomplished, the way I look at it.
Yes. But we have another super chat. Yes, I do not like ass smell. Thank you. I mean,
I guarantee it's
just, I'm not into that. Like, I don't. Yeah. I'll never kink shame.
Yes, some people pay extra for it. Who knows? So,
and that's fine. And that's on them, and literally and physically.
So we got another super chat. Ricardo says, "So what happened to Sky Blue was disgusting. If I ever see that shit happening, I'm fighting. Guy should have been left for 10 minutes with Fletcher. You know."
You know, I have no idea what that is. What the hell did I miss?
Okay, so what happened the other night? Like, what started all this talk yesterday? I mean, I saw, like, it didn't hit. People didn't start talking about it till yesterday, but I saw a couple of things on it Wednesday night during Dynamite and afterward that, actually it was after Dynamite, because they were talking about Sky Blue's match. And there was just this, let's just go out and say it, this asshole was just saying things that nobody should ever say to another person. And he was saying to Sky Blue at the event in Edmonton.
Was he in the crowd?
Yeah, he was in the crowd. And he was with his, let's just assume it was his son or a little boy, it was somebody that was with him, like a kid was with him. And he's just saying things, like awful things to this woman, Sky Blue, in front of the boy, well, in front of the whole crowd, you know, and just making her feel very uncomfortable. It was awful from everything I've heard. And after the match ended, Rachel Ellering and Aubrey Edwards basically got out of the ring and got security involved, and not only AEW security, but also the Edmonton security, and got the fan out of there.
Security.
Yeah, building security.
Okay.
And got them out of there. Now, my thing is, it's easy for me to say this because I wasn't there, but I've been to events where I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm special or anything, but I've told people before, like security, I'm like, hey, you need to get this asshole out of here. I mean, I don't say it like that, but like, yo, that guy's got to go. You know, like I don't understand how it lasted that long. But I will also say this. Chris Mueller, he saw it. There was a woman that was basically her boyfriend flashed her, and then she flashed herself, and then he like lifted her shirt, something like that.
It was on the front row on the beginning of Dynamite, right? Because like I didn't imagine that, right? It happened.
Yeah. No, it happened.
Okay.
But what shocked me more than anything is usually I would think they'd be out like right away. But they were there for the show. I mean, that's I'm just saying it was really weird, like the whole crowd atmosphere. But the other thing too is we can't put this on Edmonton by all means. You can't let one person.
Oh yeah, of course. Yes.
Like say that can't go back there, because look, I was at that damn Minneapolis crowd where everybody cheered for Vince McMahon the day the allegations came out. You know, I mean, granted, it's, you can't blame a crowd for like one thing happening like that. You know what I mean? Because the majority of the people are good people, overwhelmingly.
Yes.
And it just sucks that this happened. Aubrey Edwards did a great job getting the guy out of there. Rachel Ellering did a hell of a job getting the guy out of there. Did the right thing. I don't know what took so long. That's my problem with it. That's the biggest issue. But again, like I said, it's easy for me to say because I don't know. I wasn't there. But I just don't understand why in 2024 we still have this issue. Why it's still going on. It's ridiculous. And we have a super chat real quick. A couple that I want to read here that I will read here shortly. I just want to get this point. It's 2024 and we are seeing just like hate still. Like just, I mean, not only hate, but just abuse. And I don't get it at all. It's just, it's absurd how often we're seeing it. And I mean, it goes from, I mean, even like this week with the fucking shit that Sean had to deal with, like with the whole press conference stuff. I mean, I'm just talking in general, like the hate that people spew. And for somebody to say that to a wrestler. I mean,
this last week alone, like as if he wasn't dealing with enough family stuff as it is, and like this happens after. I'm just,
yeah, it's awful. Like in the fact that I believe the guy's name that asked the question, his name was, I want to say it's Lewis or Luis. And granted, he asked a good question and he got shit all over it.
The thing is,
we live in a society now where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
But oh,
we've
yeah.
lived in that society for a long time. It's just now everybody has an opinion, and I just don't get it. But the thing is if you wouldn't say it to your, if you wouldn't say it like out loud, why would you say it on Twitter? You know, like that's my thing. That's the biggest thing. And if you would say it on Twitter, do you show it, your face behind it? Because I think you're a bigger piece of chicken shit if you type all this shit out and you hide behind a fake profile and stuff like that. That's just,
well, you're obviously not talking about Triple H anymore. Like here,
no, I'm talking just talking about, in general. Like,
yeah, in general. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I both know that, you know, social media gives you the advantage to spew everything that comes to your mind, and it's basically giving you a security blanket because you're not dealing with the consequences that you will be dealing with if you say that shit to that person's face. And you've seen Sean on shows saying all the time that he has never had negative
reactions.
You know, meetings and reactions physically when he's at an event, at an indie show or like whatever, except for that, you know, one time 2 years ago during the summer when, you know, the double B stuff, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from that, but like that is a totally different situation. And I'm not speaking about that. He shouldn't have had to deal with that either, by the way. But it seems like, because like there's no way you can possibly not give a crap about stuff like that. Because I know that, you know, what is actually the right way to react in situations like this? If, like, of course, not giving the you know, the people the satisfaction of actually responding to them in any way, interacting whatsoever with their tweets or comments or whatever. But, like, there has to be a line that is crossed. And at some point when they start threatening you, your family, your loved ones, and whatever, like, that kind of stuff gets to you. And when they threaten that ugly, you know, your loved ones and your family, that's just, you know, that's stuff that psychopaths do, okay? And I know that a lot of people give Sean crap for the way he carries himself on Twitter when he's interacting with scumbags like that. Believe me, if they were in his place, they would have given up on Fightful years ago. But Sean's still here. Sean's still working. Sean's busting his ass. Sean has a lot of people behind his back working for Fightful, following Fightful, subscribing to Fightful Select, which all of you should do, by the way, $5 a month. And, you know, having all the faith in the world in Sean for everything that he's doing and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when it comes to the stuff that Triple H said, okay, so I kind of feel like Triple H just didn't like the question at all. And the truth is, after that, no one gave a crap about the question that was asked. Everything that was being said after this was about Pro Wrestling Insider and Fightful Select. Like, those were the two topics. No one gave a crap that Triple H just flat out didn't answer the question, like, whatsoever. So I feel like this is the thing that he wanted to achieve. And I'm not blaming the guy. He just didn't want to answer the question. He didn't like the question and everything. Just, you know, it's the way he conducts himself. And that's, like, the moment that shit happened, you and I had a conversation. And you were really worried. I hope it's okay for me to talk about this. Like, are you... You're muted, by the way, just FYI. Yeah, okay. I got you. So what I said to you, that I understand how much a slap in the face this was to Sean and Fightful and Jimmy Van. Like, I understood how disrespectful it was. But the thing is that I know that this exact jab was specifically targeting a specific group of people on wrestling Twitter, on social media, and everywhere else. This was directly targeted at those people. And they already had made up their minds about Fightful Select and Pro Wrestling Insider. Because Triple H is widely known as the guy who absolutely despises wrestling media. And that's fine. You can't make someone like you. That's perfectly fine. Like, he's okay with Sports Illustrated. He's okay with, you know, other, you know, news sources that don't work the way Pro Wrestling Insider and Fightful do. Like, he's into the other, you know, news outlets and everything. So this was, again, directly targeted at those specific types of people, and they already hated both Pro Wrestling Insider and both Fightful Select. I feel like no one changed their minds after hearing what Triple H said. That's all I'm saying. Like, none of the people said, oh, Triple H says that those sites weren't newsworthy and, like, they weren't legit, I'm gonna unsubscribe to Fightful Select. No one did. Like, yeah. Like, no one did. And in return, no one that didn't like Fightful or Pro Wrestling Insider began liking them. I mean, like people used to say all the time, any new, like, you know, there's no bad publicity. I kind of feel like there is, because for me, that's a stupid saying. But I understand. And the thing is, they did send them a cheese plate and a really, really fancy cheese knife. And I know that he happened to say on the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast that he wasn't going to eat.
So you're saying he cut the cheese?
Yeah, who cut the cheese?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So, Sean, by the way, sweetie, if you're watching, if you don't eat that cheese, we cannot be friends anymore.
You're funny.
Come on. Sometimes he watches.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't eat that cheese, we can't be friends. That's all I'm going to say. Our friendship is over if you don't eat that cheese.
God, I popped myself even more with that one. Sorry, that's uncalled for.
Yeah.
We have some super chats. Let me read those.
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning here, where Chris says, hygiene is easy. You just jump in a lake once a week and you clean, and you're clean right. Anyway, shameless plug, my interview with Willow Nightingale goes up on Wednesday. Check it out, bleacherreport.com, this coming Wednesday.
By the way, you're gonna need to read that interview, please. It's so good. Yeah. Like I don't know, like Willow is such a wonderful person and she's so bubbly, and I kind of feel like we need to see that more on television, because you need to put people like this out there just so we can actually normalize this kind of behavior, you know, the bubbly and the kind and the wonderful and whatever. While we're on the Willow subject, I just want to ask you a simple question. Do you think that Willow and Mercedes main event Double or Nothing?
No.
Really? I kind of feel like that. When they announced Anarchy in the Arena match, I kind of feel like that's gonna main event Double or Nothing now.
I think it's still gonna be the AEW championship match is gonna be main event.
Swerve and Christian? You think Swerve and Christian main event the show? I'm gonna be absolutely fine with that. This isn't a jab at Swerve or Christian whatsoever. I just feel like, I don't know, I want Mercedes and Willow to main event.
I'd be fine with it. I just don't think that's where they're going.
They still have time to make it a main event worthy match. They still have time. They just need to, you know, put some effort into it. Please.
Yeah, they got two more Dynamites before Double or Nothing, so there's still a shot, but they got two Dynamites, two Collisions.
Yeah, they have two Dynamites. A couple of
other, so they still got a chance. So
yeah
for sure. We have another one from this one's from Throwback. He says, what I said in chat is true, guys. Thank you. Got to talk to him yesterday for a few minutes. Basically, he had two seizures in the past week. So, buddy, I want you to take care of yourself more than anything, man. We need you to take care of yourself. And it was good to talk to you yesterday. And you don't ever need to say you're sorry for not sitting in a super chat ever. Don't say that.
Never say that. I mean, just
nobody needs to say that. Like, we appreciate the support, but if you can't do it, we want you here more than I'm trying to phrase this the right way. You need to take care of yourself.
We want you here present and be absolutely healthy. And the super chats are not on the table here. Like, your well-being, your health are way more important, you know? We're not even discussing this.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan Sullivan.
Finally.
Yeah, where's the hell is he been?
Work.
Yeah, about damn time. These Philly kids, I tell you. Yeah. Ryan says, listen, all I can think about since Sean showed his gift is Urkel saying, got any cheese? I can't say it like Urkel. Can you?
No. I don't know.
I can't.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, Family Matters back in the day. Yeah. They probably don't even have TV in Bulgaria. Anyways. Oh. You kind of had the laugh there. Urkel. Anyways, I'm kidding. You know what? L for love, right? So, Collins, Auntie Collins.
Collins.
Always subscribe for Robin Maggie. Thank you. She was in the Fightful's credits this week. The new HBO show, The Fightfuls. So, for those who don't know, we are worse than the Mafia. We are worse than the Mafia.
Fightful Man is worse than the Mafia. What did we forget? Rob, we're showing our faces.
Yeah.
We should be wearing sunglasses right now. We're from the Mafia. You need to have your hair all slicked back, you know?
Yeah.
I need to be wearing, you know, a tie and a suit. Not that I own any. But I love that.
People that might not know what we're talking about, we'll go and just talk about it. Earlier this week.
It was so funny.
Because this ties back to the whole...
You know, people Triple being H intelligent and not that, in normal, you know?
That they said that Fightful is because of what Triple H said, Fightful is worse than the Mafia. Yes, that Mafia.
Yeah.
So, of course,
I mean,
I can't, because I use the music, I can't show the video.
Yeah, no.
So, but I did tweet it out, and I will retweet it today. I basically did the whole Sopranos intro, and I edited the names and put everybody that has Fightful shows or on there, or anybody really part of Fightful, I put on there. And I will say that Rick's name got cut by accident, and so did Kyler's, so they will be edited back in one way. So they will be edited back in, but they were originally in there, so hell with them. The editing, not them, not Kyler or Rick, the editing. So, you know, but I mean, I would, yeah. I mean, if we were worse than the main event Mafia, I would say yes. But if it was the Mafia, come on.
I mean, like, have you noticed that, you know, these sorts of times, when it comes to wrestling, you know, Twitter or podcasts and everything, they always, we don't have sitcoms. They always bring out the worst, best, and the most hilarious part of the IWC. I hate that, by the way, the IWC. They bring out the ever living worst out of people, and it's so hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that you realize what worse than the Mafia means. Just what?
Yeah.
I mean, is this why everyone here at Fightful adores Tony D'Angelo?
That's probably why,
because we're not only enjoying the gimmick, we're living it, Robert.
We're living
the gimmick.
We are the gimmick. Jeez. I mean, I thought the worst thing I did was giving Corey shit for like YouTube puns, but YouTube even I stopped.
Not YouTube puns.
You too. Like yes. Bono yes. and the.
We adore and... Corey, by the way, both Coreys.
Well, yeah, Corey Michaels and
Corey Michaels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up we adore
both sets of Coreys.
Yeah.
Both sets of Coreys. Probably. Rob, do you want us to actually talk about wrestling? Yeah,
we should probably talk about wrestling.
Half an hour into the show.
Yeah, might as well. That Backlash crew, they had a hell of a show.
So let's just go in and play the Cooper Effect theme, if you will.
I will. Thank you. Before I forget, our episode today was brought to you by Metallicat. Sleep with one eye open, gripping its pillow tight. I needed to do that so I can have more time to get to this Cooper Effect video. Here we go.
I understand. I knew. Robert France.
France.
Okay, listen to me.
Okay.
This is something that I tweeted out after Backlash ended. You think that you're cool, but you'll never be Backlash 2024 French crowd levels of cool. Ever. I've watched wrestling for quite some time now. I don't think I can remember if there ever was a time in which the hard cam was shaking from everyone jumping in the crowd, complimenting AJ Styles of all people.
Yeah.
AJ Styles. And I feel like it's needless to say just how immensely happy that made me because it's AJ Styles. But that crowd, this is also something I mentioned on Twitter. I have no idea what vocal cords cardio those people did, but they did not shut up for 3.5 hours or 3 hours. I don't know how long that show was. They just didn't stop, like whatsoever. They just decided to keep on going. Because I can understand, I spoke to, all my apologies, I do not remember the actual Twitter handle of that person, but like they were from France.
France.
And what they said was after one of my posts, they said that this was actually like a national holiday for them because like they don't get stuff like that. You know, countries from Europe do get house shows a lot. And you can't actually compare this to a house show. The card itself was immensely predictable. The matches were there, you know, on paper. Like, the matches were, like, okay. But, like, you could have put all five matches on a Raw or a SmackDown, and that would have been fine. But that entire crowd made that pay-per-view one of my favorite pay-per-views for the year. I know it's May, and we haven't even gotten to, you know, half of the length of the year, but, like, that's fine. Because I feel like all of us remember Backlash from last year when it was in Puerto Rico. I kind of feel like if they make Backlash an international show, I would adore that. And I'm looking forward to seeing where they go next year. Puerto Rico was absolutely amazing last year. They did all these amazing camera work angles that we're actually seeing now. By the way, I felt like when they went to Puerto Rico last year, they just left Kevin Dunn on the airport and they just didn't get him. And
yeah, that part's okay.
And yeah, that's fine. Like, you can leave him there. Like, that's fine. It was such an amazing show because of that crowd. They just showed their love to all the wrestlers. And I feel like because I can actually talk right into, you know, a lot of stuff that happened on Backlash. Bianca and Jade winning the women's tag team championships, that was so good. I mean, Jade looked so gorgeous by now. I kind of feel like I like women now. I mean, just just based off of, you know, Jade. You can see all her work that she's been putting in. I mean, like, she does springboard crossbodies now. I mean, if Jade wasn't spectacular enough as it is, like, she's doing springboard crossbodies now. There was an insane spot with Bianca and Jade doing an incredibly awesome move to Kairi Sane. It was kind of like a cold breaker into a released German suplex, or like, I don't know what that, you know, that move actually was because I didn't go back to watch it again. But like, make that move a fucking finisher right now. because it's so great. And I'm sure just Kyrie sold the crap out of it. But like, I kind of felt like, you know, the match was going to be over right there. Like, there was some miscommunication between them and the referee. Like, right after that spot, the match became kind of clunky for me. They did steer it back. And then they won the audience over pretty fast after that. And such a beautiful... such a beautiful Jaded. And then into, you know, a kiss of death. They're our new women's tag team champions now. It looks so right. Them holding those championship up above their head. It just looks right. Hopefully they do something with that tag team division now. I hope that they get to defend them because they did get drafted to SmackDown, right?
Yeah, they're both on SmackDown.
Both of them are drafted to SmackDown. good for them. Just give me more women's matches and make those championships matter, and let's give some stakes to all these matches. I'm looking forward to that. And then Cody and AJ.
You know, the one thing too is that match, just the crowd overall just fantastic, and the damn camera just shaking was just something like I haven't seen since, well, Kevin Dunn was there, but yeah, I mean, for
that on purpose.
Yeah, he did it on purpose, but for the crowd to actually do it with the loudness is just unbelievable. So
I know that AJ Styles actually broke kayfabe a bit on Twitter, and he said, like, I know I'm supposed to be a bad guy, but like, and then he posted, you know, the video. I love that. So we were on this show last Friday, and I said that I hope that this match proves all the AJ Styles doubters wrong. And this is exactly what happened. And I can't possibly believe that AJ Styles has doubters.
Yeah, those people.
I mean, like, it's really, it's fascinating to me. Really, it is. Because, okay, like, bear with me on this one.
You know, please. Before you do, I just want to say, if you are somebody that doubts AJ Styles' in-ring abilities, go to that little corner in the top and hit that X, because you don't want to be here for the next few minutes. So go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Bear with me on this one, because I swear I'm going to make sense when it's all over. So, and please don't shout at me before I make my full point, okay? So I understand if weird people, and I underline weird people, have doubts about the Will Ospreys of the world. Because if you doubt Will Ospreay, you haven't been watching New Japan at all. And if you have doubts about Will Ospreay now, it's because you're not watching AEW right now, before, or ever. Okay? So, also, like, Will Ospreay, I know that he's been wrestling for quite some time now. I understand that. But he hasn't been wrestling AJ Styles levels of long time, okay? So if you doubt Will Ospreay, I can kind of get it. I mean, I can, but I feel I can more understand. It doesn't mean that I'm not baffled by it, but like, let's say I can understand. But if you're doubting AJ Styles, the fact that he's been around for like 3 decades now, it's not 3 decades. I'm just exaggerating for dramatic effect here. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, dude's been everywhere apart from AEW because it's brand new. And like, that's, he's been champion everywhere. He's been on the top everywhere. And if you don't care about other promotions or anything, just like, know that he's held all types of gold in AEW, in WWE. And I can't remember the last time the crowd popped so much from someone from another company debuting in AEW than the way they pop for AJ Styles. I mean, and that's around the time when, I don't know the amount of people that watch New Japan or TNA or Ring of Honor before that while they were watching WWE. Because I kind of feel like people got extremely tribalistic when AEW came around. I don't know if they did that back in the day before AEW was around, or were they just gatekeeping other companies just so they can be the cool ones? I have no idea about that because, like, I wasn't around social media in terms of wrestling before AEW came around. All I'm saying is, AJ Styles, there's a reason he's one of the all-time favorites for a huge amount of people, me included. I've said this a lot on our show, but you know, if you've been following me like for quite some time now, you know that I adore tennis. I played tennis when I was little. I compare people like AJ Styles and Kenny Omega to Roger Federer. And I always say that AJ Styles and Kenny Omega are the Roger Federer of tennis. Just, you can see them dancing and having grace inside a wrestling ring. I mean, that's, and their types of wrestling don't, you know, they have as much in common as they differ from each other. And I don't feel like wrestling is the thing that it is today after AJ Styles. That's all I'm saying. And the fact that he's at the age he is right now just makes it all the more, you know, phenomenal. Pardon for, you know, the phrasing. I know it's corny, but like, he truly is phenomenal. Like the French crowd said, you know, for a buttload of, you know, the length of the match. AJ Styles is forever one of my favorites. I love the guy. I just hope that he proved all the fucking doubters wrong, because that is just some weird shit, man. Like, if you doubt AJ Styles, I don't know, like, what are we even doing here? Are you even watching the same thing? Like, are you, I feel like you aren't watching wrestling and you're watching something else. All AJ's rule, both Styles and Lee. Just.
Yeah.
Please. No. Like, one day I'm going to meet AJ Styles and I'm going to cry a lot and then just hug the guy and just say thank you and just leave, because my anxiety will, you know, get the better of me. What did you think of the match? Because, like, I've been talking for 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the thing is we knew how it would end. We just wanted to get it. Was like I said, I just hope both guys have fun, because I just wanted a good match, and we got a good match. We got a really good match, I thought. AJ Styles is the man. The show was just fantastic, I thought. And I mean, this was the Cooper effect for a reason, because they deserved it. And that's what's fun about these shows, is trying to figure out, like, we know Germany's next. I'm not sure what, I'm sure Germany's gonna bring it too, you know, like, I've seen their football crowds before, so you know, like,
they're don't want to mess fun with the German football crowd, like, ever.
No My dad was stationed in Germany for when he was in the military, and I've heard stories about that place, and it sounds like it'll be a fun time for a lot of people there. So,
well, as a whole European country, is like, we have that football spirit in us.
It's all in one time zone, so that's good.
What?
It's all one time zone, so that's
good. Yeah, one time zones, and obviously I am talking about American football. Yeah. So we have the real football here, not the fake American one. And like, like all, you know, the crowds are based off of that. And like it or not, people, that is the shit. We can move on if you want.
Okay, we will move on.
Then Raw happened.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, there was something else that was interesting before we move on. So the next night, I believe it was the next night, that usually WWE does not do this. Usually the night after a pay-per-view event, they would go into Raw. But if there's a day between, usually it's a travel day, you know, like, so they travel back. Well, I did not know this until just a few minutes ago that they actually had a house show the night after, and AJ Styles and Johnny Gargano had a house show match. I would do anything to be able to get footage of this match and watch it, by the way. I just wanted to bring that out.
Well, the thing is, I still haven't watched the Cesaro versus Ilya Dragunov match.
Yeah.
From a house
Didn't
show.
I send you video of that?
No.
I thought I did. Okay.
No.
Maybe it's
I still haven't watched that. I will eventually.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the videos that I do send. Sometimes you never know.
Yeah, that's literally never happened.
Thanks, Maggie.
That's literally never happened.
Trying to put myself over here, and
don't try to be that guy. Like,
I'm trying to put myself over here. Okay.
You don't want to get over it this way, okay? That's never happened.
Get that hole. Anyways,
yes.
Where were we
so
going?
Raw opened with, you know, Damian Priest trying to apologize to Finn Balor and JD McDonagh. Because during his match against Jey Uso, by the way, he had a concert in France, okay? He didn't have a match. He just flat out had a concert there. And, you know, the match was what it is. That's perfectly fine. But the thing is that he asked both Finn Balor and JD to stay backstage, not to interfere in the match, but they both did. And Damian Priest was a bit pissy. But I don't know if he realized this or not. JD actually put his foot on the rope because Jey Uso actually had the match won. Like, he did the spear thing and the splash and everything. They sold me a ticket, by the way. I was almost certain that he was winning, but JD.
I hope you didn't pay as much as they're paying in Scotland for Clash of the Sandcastle. Have you seen that? Those tickets are like the highest ever. Sorry, I was trying to be funny. It didn't work. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
I would just think that they just trying to, you know, to pass whatever the hell they did in France.
France.
Yeah. So this is the way Raw opened. And Damian Priest was trying to apologize. Like he actually did. Finn Balor was like, oh yeah, Drew McIntyre is not cleared, so I'm getting past, you know, King of the Ring, that's perfectly fine. And just Adam Pearce, he's like, no, you're not. You're going to have a match against Jey Uso. And I'm like, why is Jey Uso getting a match? Like, I mean, he just lost. He just lost at a pay-per-view. Like, why is he a part of King of the Ring? Just basically, why is he a part of that? But in the middle of the match, Drew McIntyre came out. Jey won anyway. I mean, that's like, you know, another loss for the Judgment Day. There you go.
I mean, to be honest with you, though, I mean, he had a big match. I think that's part of it. I mean, you look at it this way, too. Tonight on SmackDown, you have AJ Styles taking on Randy Orton for King of the Ring.
I'm never going to complain.
Well, I'm just
about
saying.
AJ Styles.
I am biased too when it comes to AJ Styles, but I'm trying to make it make sense for you.
Yeah, okay. But like, you, even it, even if people, only people who won on this pay-per-view had actual chances at, you know, competing for King of the Ring. And then all of a sudden, on the other end, AJ Styles is competing for the King of the Ring. And I'm like, yeah, sure, that's AJ Styles. Of course he's going to compete. So, yeah, that's fine. I understand that. Then while we are on, you know, the Judgment Day topic, backstage, Dominic Mysterio tried to sell Carlito to Judgment Day. And he was like, you know, Carlito, like, he stabbed my dad in the back, you know, that's fine. But like, Priest remembers last year's backlash when he had a match against Bad Bunny, and Carlito was actually, Carlito was the one to come out, one of the people who came out to help Bad Bunny. And of course, Damian Priest was like, I still remember. No. And like, he made him leave. That's fine. Yeah. I will always appreciate consistency. I will always appreciate that. Well, Drew McIntyre went backstage and, you know, waved a finger at, you know, Adam Pearce a lot. Then he left with his car, and like 2 seconds afterwards, CM Punk pulled in right after the guy. And he was like, hey, Adam Pearce, and he threw his keys to Adam Pearce. And he was like, do me a favor, hit my music. And I'm like, does Adam Pearce hit the music?
He said, I can do that.
I can do that. And I'm like, sure.
By the way, you want to hear something funny? So CM Punk's going to be, they're going to add him, obviously, to the WWE 2K game.
They did. And I saw a picture.
Yeah, I think they rated him 1 point higher than Drew McIntyre.
Oh, no. I mean, that is on purpose. Yeah, on purpose. I mean, I enjoy stuff like this way more than the promo that we got from CM Punk right after that, because he went out to the ring. Everyone lost their minds because it's CM Punk. Of course, they're going to lose their minds. And what CM Punk said, I mean, that looks pretty good, by the way.
I heard of that AEW game. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. So what CM Punk said, do you hate me or do you hate yourself? I mean, that's more of the same thing that CM Punk has been saying on the microphone to Drew McIntyre. I don't feel like this went anywhere. I mean, nothing new ever happened. Like, at all during this promo. He asked the audience to take pictures of CM Punk and send it to Drew McIntyre just so he can come back, which was weird because, like, they didn't follow up on that whatsoever. And I'm like, well, we didn't need that. Like, did we? Like, yeah. We actually didn't.
You went on Twitter, like, it was what I will say on Twitter about that was interesting is how many people actually did go on there and do it, and how many people didn't really follow the instructions, because there were people at home sending pictures, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, people, you don't watch or pay attention, but go ahead, just live it up, have fun.
I understand what you're saying. Some more fun stuff that we got on Raw was actually Ilya Dragunov versus Ricochet. This was Ilya's debut and on Raw, you know, on the main roster. And this was the most wonderful way they could have presented him to the main audience. And I love that. Ricochet is up for a fun storyline because, like, he did cut a promo afterwards that, you know, he lost again. He failed his fans. He failed himself and whatever. So I'm kind of excited to see where this goes. We did finish up, you know, the entire episode of Raw with Gunther versus Sheamus. This was again a qualifier for King of the Ring. Such a good match. I mean, you could see the handprint of Gunther on one of Sheamus's breasts. I mean, that was That was gruesome. I mean, wrestling's fake, right? LOL.
LOL.
Yes. A fun episode of Raw. That's...
Yeah. Yeah. For show.
You can play the video.
Yeah. So I will here shortly. Just do a little intro for it. Tomorrow night, so from Ontario, California, New Japan Resurgence. New Japan gave us the opportunity to interview two great people from their organization, New Japan of America, Gabe Kidd, and also Rocky Romero. They're going to be live at Toyota Arena, so you can watch that tomorrow night on New Japan World. Really big show. John Moxley taking on Shota Umino. You have the Strong Openweight Championship, Eddie Kingston versus Gabriel Kidd. The New Japan Strong Women's Championship, Stephanie Thacker taking on Alex Windsor. Never Open Weight Championship, Shingo Takagi taking on Yuya, easy for me to see. Jeff Cobb taking on Lance Archer for the New Japan World Television Championship. The New Japan Strong Tag Team Championship, TMDK. Hello to Kate. Taking on Gorillas of Destiny. Zack Sabre Jr. taking on Tanahashi. Kenta and David Finlay taking Naito and Yota. Jack Perry, Red Narita, and Evil taking on Ishii, Rocky Romero, and the DKC. You have Tom Lawler and Fred Rosser taking on Jarrell Nelson and Royce Isaacs. Mustafa Ali versus Leo Rush. And Adrian Quest versus Matt Gandegriff. And who knows if they add another match. But here is a clip from Sean's interview with Mr. Gabriel Kidd. Coming right up here.
Please. Any day now.
Any day now. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think about the other versions of Bullet Club out there, whether it be Gold, whether it be really anything? The OC and WWE even?
Yeah, give it a rest, mate. You've had your time. Now piss off home. Try something new, will you? Listen, this Bullet Club is the best Bullet Club it's ever been. That's the fact. Bullet Club Gold, fake. Fake. It's not real. How is that real? What? Where did the Bullet Club start? Huh?
Japan, New Japan.
Yeah, exactly. So the real one is in Japan, always. So don't tell me just because Jay White was the leader before. What happened to Jay White? He got kicked out twice. Got kicked out twice by a man who didn't even work here. He got kicked out of America by Eddie Kingston. He don't even work here. So how you tell me he's going to have a version of Bullet Club? No, mate. The time's done now. It's our time now. Everyone out there, your time is finished. All these 40-year-olds trying to have main event careers. You're mad. I'm 27, peak of my life. I will destroy every single one of you. Are you crazy? You're mad.
I was going to ask if any of the other versions you looked upon fondly, but it doesn't appear that you do.
I'll slap up Jay White any day of the week. I'll say that now. Any day of the week. Give me the call.
If that was an opportunity for something like Forbidden Door, was that something you'd jump at the opportunity for?
If they send me a fat bag of cash, yes. That's all I care about. You want me on Forbidden Door? It's a fat bag of cash, yeah.
There you go. Good interview. Check it out. Fat bag of cash. I like fat bags of cash.
Fat bag of cash is a thing I'll be using from now on. Fat bags of cash. Yes. By the way, thank you to Ryan Lambert for correcting me. The correct term is Sheamus's TD meat. Yes, TD meat is also something that I will be using from now on because it is spot on.
Sounds like a video I downloaded once.
Sure, let's move on because I know where this is going.
Go ahead.
Also, Tongaloa, is in WWE now. I did not see this coming. No one did. They were swearing up and down for Jacob Fatu, and I can see why. I can see why. And the funny thing is, I was flabbergasted at Big E mentioning Guerrillas of Destiny and New Japan Pro Wrestling on the kickoff show. And you can see CM Punk's reaction of Big E actually mentioning those two things. And he was like, I'm sorry, I'm just not used to, you know, people bringing that up. And I'm like, yes, we're still there. And then I was like, I don't think that this was not intentional. I feel like those were brought up for a reason. And then Tangaloa comes out, and this was so good. I mean, we're this is exactly what I said on previous episodes of our show. I'm excited to see what the New Japan style, you know, made for Tangaloa and his presentation on his return to WWE, because if you know, you know, he's not Spanish anymore, so that sucks. So so I'm gonna see where this goes, because I kind of, what Randy Orton asked Paul Heyman on the RKO show on SmackDown right before Backlash, and this was the thing I couldn't talk about on last week's show because, like, I didn't want to spoil for anyone who didn't watch the show. He asked Paul Heyman, who is the real tribal chief? Okay? Who is the real tribal chief? And this is when both Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga beat down Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. So I've been here vibing that, you know, the tribal chief is actually The Rock. It could be Solo. Like, we don't know. I'm excited to see where this storyline goes, because I always kind of feel like they're milking this story to death, and somehow they always find a way to get it more interesting. So this is kind of exciting. What, like, where are you on this?
Oh, I'm very excited for it. I think it's great. It's just when you made that comment, it's like, man, I haven't thought about him as, like, when he, I forgot, like, it's not that I forgot, I just, going back so many years when he wrestled in WWE and seeing that, I remembered he wrestled against Jim Duggan one night, and I was like, when was that match? And it was a tag team, it was a tag team match. It was from July 3rd of 2012. It was him.
Fucking 12 years ago.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre. It was him. It was a tag team match. Six-man tag team match. It was him, Sin Cara, who, when he was going by the name Hunico? H-U-N-I-C-O. I can't remember how they pronounced it. But it was him, Hunico, and Drew McIntyre taking on Sergeant Slaughter, Santino, and Jim Duggan.
Oh my God, no. Who's champion, like, back in the day? Can you check? Who's WWE champion then?
Oh, at that time? I'll find out. But yeah, that's all I was saying. I just thought it was interesting. Let's see here. You can go ahead and talk while I try to find out that.
Yeah, we can move on to a bit of AEW talk, because, like, some things happened on this week's Dynamite. It was like some weird shit, but it happened nonetheless. So we didn't get the chance to talk about Orange Cassidy last week. Where do you think the whole storyline with Orange Cassidy and Don Callis is going? Because I'm kind of worried.
I don't really know, because it's very, very interesting.
It's certainly, you know, it hasn't even started properly yet, because, like, it started last week when Don Callis just, come here, boy, and just, went backstage with him. But now the match between Orange County and Trent what's happening in the ring, and Don Callis was on commentary for that.
CM Punk was the champion.
CM Punk was champion. I mean, like, it was probably either Punk or Cena, so like that.
Now that I look, he might have been the Raw champion at that time. So now I'm looking to see if it was SmackDown. So either way, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So, the thing is, Trent went to, you know, to expose the turnbuckle, but like the ref saw it. And while they were arguing, actually Orange County exposed the other turnbuckle and then spiked Trent on that. So Trent was really upset that he lost the match after that. And
I think he said, go ahead.
What?
I'm hearing things. Go ahead. I thought you said Orange County. I'm not kidding you. I thought you said Orange County.
I might have said that. I mean,
okay. I know you're a big fan of that show, so that's why I'm like, I don't think she said that.
I'm sure that I said Orange County, okay? Orange County rocks. Go watch SP3 and I review Orange County on Fightful Overbooked. It's such a fun time. Yeah, so Trent spiked Orange Cassidy.
There you go.
on the steps with a pile driver. Chris Statlander came out, tried to reason with Trent, and then just Orange left with Don Callis backstage, and I'm like, I'm excited to see where this is going. I wonder if Orange gets right into the Don Callis family, because I mean, where the fuck is Kyle Fletcher, okay? Like, for people who watch Ring of Honor, because I stopped watching Ring of Honor when they stopped having their champions on the show, is Kyle Fletcher, okay, is he still champion?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Is he on Ring of Honor?
Supposedly,
because I
haven't seen
him. Okay, that's fine. For people who watch Ring of Honor, because I don't like the way things are happening at Ring of Honor, because like, just have your fucking champions on Ring of Honor first of all, and then just, you know, having people that are on Dynamite holding Ring of Honor championships, like the Kingdom. I don't think anyone gives a crap about the Kingdom being Ring of Honor champions. And that's bugging me, because the Kingdom are a wonderful tag team, but they're doing nothing whatsoever with anyone who's a part of the Undisputed Kingdom. But that's like a totally different conversation. Kenny Omega in a...
Fletcher's the Ring of Honor TV champ.
Yeah, but like, thank you, Robert. But like, is he actually on the show? That's why I'm asking. Is he on the show? Because he's a Ring of Honor champion, and I feel like he has to be on the show. Is he on the show?
Let's see when he last wrestled.
Yeah, this is my question. Yeah, so we got an update from Kenny Omega in a hospital bed. I would like to think that was a kayfabe hospital bed, but I don't want Kenny Omega to be in a hospital anymore. So he announced that there will be an Anarchy in the Arena match at Double or Nothing between the team of the Elite, which includes of Young Bucks, Jack Perry, and Okada, versus FTR and two other contestants, if I can say it like that. I feel like I can't and shouldn't, which will be revealed later on the show. So at the end of the show, the Young Bucks come out and they're like, oh, like waving their fingers and everything.
He did wrestle, by the way. So
that's step forward to a brand new shiny future with champions on the show. That's awesome. Way to go. Like, more of that, please. I mean, the best thing on the Ring of Honor is Athena, and I feel like it will always be. So at the end of the show, FTR come out. And we get to understand who will be facing the Elite in Anarchy in the Arena. So Eddie Kingston comes out, and I'm like, okay, this is a logical pick. Because from the start, I don't think that we were thinking in the right direction, because I kind of feel like a lot of us were thinking that the AEW team will consist of people who are AEW originals. And then I'm like, well, the Young Bucks and Jack Perry themselves are hardcore AEW originals, so I don't think that that's the way that they're going for. So apparently the AEW team consists of people who are publicly, you know, praising the fact that they adore AEW and they look like working for AEW and they love their job. So again, FTR are one of these people. And then Eddie Kingston comes out, and this is the thing. When, you know, weeks ago after WrestleMania, when Adam Copeland came out and did the whole rah-rah speech in the ring, a lot of us were saying that that should have and probably could have been Eddie.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Kingston, because I don't feel like anyone can hype up a crowd like Eddie Kingston can. Because, like, he's so down to earth, and, like, I feel like he's a human being. I'm not saying that the other wrestlers aren't, but a lot of people can see themselves in Eddie Kingston. Like, he's relatable. So Eddie Kingston being a part of that team, all the sense in the world. And then Bryan Danielson comes out. Did not see that coming. I don't know if you did. Like, I was not expecting Bryan Danielson whatsoever. This could have been Moxley, because every time I think about Anarchy in the Arena, I think of John Moxley every time. I feel because, like, I would. Here's how things went in my head, in the AEW office. And this is totally shattering kayfabe. Okay, so are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. So TK's in his office, and like a lot of wrestlers are in the office. They're having a team meeting. Okay, it's a team meeting, and he's like, "All right, people, we need a fourth person for this Anarchy in the Arena match against the Elite. We need one more AEW, you know, part." Someone from the AEW team. Who's it gonna be? And then you hear chirps. No one raises their hand. Just everyone being incredibly silent. And then Tony Khan says, the team is gonna lose the Anarchy in the Arena match. And then Bryan Danielson says, oh, me! That is exactly how it happened. The moment, because the AEW team are totally losing. I think we can all agree that the Elite are winning this match. And the moment Tony Khan mentions that the AEW team are going to lose and Bryan Danielson just almost sprained an ankle, you know, I volunteer for tribute. Like, just... Bryan Danielson has been losing a lot. And he's been losing all the matches that he's had. I feel like the last time Bryan Danielson won a match was way, way back when he faced Zack Sabre Jr. Okay, like way back. I'm obviously kind of kidding, but I do feel like Bryan Danielson has been losing a lot. I don't like it because this past year has been his swan song. And I suppose that in kayfabe, Tony Khan picked, you know, Bryan Danielson to be a part of this team because he will always love Bryan Danielson. And this actually makes sense. This was really strange because I always felt like that Swerve was going to be a part of this match. But he is still in the storyline with Christian Cage. I feel like Christian Cage and Swerve will both be kind of mixed up in all of this because we did understand and we saw on television that it was the Young Bucks that pushed Christian Cage to be, you know, a part of this storyline with Swerve. Christian did thank them, we know, backstage on, you know, on the show. Also, Swerve got attacked by the Mogul Embassy. Like, they turned on him. And Christian Cage was laughing his ass off. And I'm like, there you go. That's, like, such a wonderful heel. I love that guy so much. Yeah, so I hope that this leads to the Mogul Embassy being relative, and I hate saying that because, like, all three of them are good wrestlers. I mean, the fact that the only match that I liked from Brian Cage was when he faced Wardlow.
Yeah.
Where's Wardlow, by the way? Go and buy the new Wardlow t-shirt from shopaew.com. It is from Mel Coleman. It is incredibly wonderful, and I probably could have purchased that if I didn't hate wolves. I mean, I don't hate the animal, but, like, I hate t-shirts with wolves because they're so fucking corny. I hate the fact that Wardlow is associated, you know, with wolves, and him, you know, the lone wolf character, you're always a part of the group, Wardlow. Get your shit together and just fucking shit, man. It's so frustrating. I can't wait for MJF to be back because without him, the Undisputed Kingdom aren't worth shit. And the stupid thing is, how can MJF be back in a proper storyline if the Undisputed Kingdom haven't done anything whatsoever? I did pop when I saw Adam Cole walking. And I was like, whoa, fucking yes, we're, you know, we're closer now. Like, I can't wait. And no, like, we're going to have to wait a bit more.
By the way, before yes, you,
please,
you talking about wolves, listen.
Yes.
These wolves are okay. You know, like, these wolves, these are the Minnesota Timberwolves. They play the Denver Nuggets tonight, and it's game number 3, and I need to win tonight.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know
about.
You like, do. So, yes. All due respect to my friend Will Washington, I'm sorry. We're going for win number 3 tonight, my friend. So,
what happens if you guys lose?
Win number 3. Well, then we play game 4 Sunday, I think.
Against them?
It's a best out of 7 series.
Oh, what the fuck? Why?
Because our goal is to go to the NBA championship and to win the NBA championship. Will it happen? Probably not, because I live in Minnesota and nothing good happens here. But
yeah, could have had a WrestleMania, but you guys didn't.
Yeah, that's oh God, Maggie.
I mean, they could at least give you, you know, the NBA. I mean, they can at least
they can give that. Give me something, because they ain't giving me WrestleMania.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. That sucks. What did you think of Dynamite as a whole?
I thought it was a good show. I thought it was a fun show. I know our friend Athalia Payne was there. Our good friend from Love Wrestling were there. I thought that was I forgot his name from he was on our show and I forgot his name. Damn it. He wears the mask on it's the Brits. WrestleTalk. WrestleTalk. The guy that Tempest. Wears the mask. Was he there? Because it looked just like Tempest.
No,
there was a guy
from the UK.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if he came back for vacation because he's from Canada, and I know he's from Toronto or somewhere in like the eastern Canada. But there was a guy that looked just like Tempest. I'm not kidding you.
The mask that Tempest uses is produced on other shops, also.
Well, I know, but I'm saying even with the mask, the guy looked like Tempest. I'm just saying that if you go back and watch, and I feel bad that I forgot his name, but I'm not great with names, as we already know, so that's not my fault.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is my fault, but it's not my fault.
That's fine.
You know, this is a long show. So did anybody, for the love of God, help me out here? If you know who I'm talking about, you saw a guy in the mask of Dynamite, it looked like Tempest. I'm not kidding you. I'm gonna have to go find it because now it's driving me nuts. Anyways.
Tempest isn't in the UK. I'm almost certain.
He's not in the UK?
He is in the UK.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, like, what it's, like I haven't chatted with him like in a couple of weeks, but like I'm pretty sure he's in the UK.
I'm sure he is. I'm just saying the guy looked like him. We do have another super chat here from our good friend Soupy. What do you think about the sacrifice promos from Jack Perry? What do you think about those? I think he's being serious. I don't think he's talking about this one.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I'm pretty sure that the only reason why Soupy send you this is because he wanted you to play that fucking stupid goddamn video that I love, by the way. I'm here. It's not sacrifice videos, by the way. I don't get it. What are those sacrifice videos?
I just play it because it makes you happy. And I do know like that Tempest is in the UK. I just thought maybe he was visiting, like, or coming back home, because I know he talked about it once or twice or 300 times.
Sure, but I'm gonna need some clarification. What sacrifice promos from Jack Perry? Like, I'm gonna need some.
That I don't know. I don't remember. It's kind of like the Anchorman thing. If I see keywords, I'm gonna just attack.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So, Mark. Sweetie, please elaborate on that, because I want you to answer that question. I want me to answer that question. You just asked Jesus. I'm not on my best.
Well, we're waiting for that. How about you plug your shit, Maggie?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, guys, you can follow me on Twitter or Twixter or whatever at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Please go to my Twitter and watch the pin tweet. It's my new drink video, just how Rob made me do it last week. You know, and Doc Chris Mueller has been, you know, pushing me to finally get back to these. Thank you for the love under the video. Thank you for the shares and everything. RJ did see it. I'm pretty sure he shat his pants when he drank it. We're about to Yeah, he said that this is gonna make me shit my pants. And then after I saw it, I commented afterwards. An empty colon is a happy colon, and I feel like that's the most brilliant thing I've ever said in my life. And that's about it. Rob, can you plug your shit?
Yeah, guys, my name is Rob Wilkins. You can follow me right here on YouTube every Friday. YouTube. Coexisting on Overbook. You know what? Damn, I messed that all up. But oh well.
What else is new?
Yeah. Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Yeah. Every Friday, right here, 3 o'clock Eastern on Fightful Overbook. Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. Join us. We appreciate you so much. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twix, aka Twitter or X, whatever you kids want to call it these days, at Rob Wilkins. I'm also on Threads and Instagram at Fight for Rob. I'm also just trying to have a little fun here and there because life is crazy these days with everything going on, and we just need to have a little bit of fun. That's why this show is, we just have fun for an hour and a half. That's all it is. It's just us having fun. So
yes, two things. Soupy clarified. He said, you know, Jack Perry saying that this was making the sacrifice for the greater good of AEW. I love the things that Jack Perry has been doing. I mean, his promo backstage was right after he got a bit of a shiner, you know, from Kenny. That's fine, and it was a fiery, you know, exchange after, you know, the whole bit on television was. I've been like, I just want to see the match in Kindy Arena. I want to see how it unfolds. I want to see how people react to Jack Perry being this all-time heel, because not only did he in kayfabe get rid of Punk, which a lot of the wrestling audience adore, but he did get rid of Kenny Omega as well. So you're attacking both sides of AEW fans here. The ones that adore CM Punk and the ones that adore Kenny. So I'm interested to see where this goes. And as for Corey asking me to sing Mercy Dotes, I cannot possibly even say aloud one word of that song, because as all of you know, I like, English is my second language and my words get mixed up a lot, not in my head, but like the way they're coming out. So I could not possibly even say one syllable of that word of that song. I'm sorry if this disappoints you. I like, this is probably one of my favorite songs, because If you're a fan of Twin Peaks, you know why this particular song was chosen by David Lynch for this precise segment. But yes, I wish I... Yeah, I'm sorry, Corey. I mean, you can just sing it for me. And this is pretty much the only thing I can do. I'm sorry for failing you.
And then before we head out, on Sunday, so 2 days from now, my niece turns, eight. Matt, so Elena turns, took me a while. She turns eight. Elena turns eight. So I want to say happy early birthday to Elena, Miss Elena. She doesn't watch this show because she's smart. And she doesn't watch wrestling, which also makes her smart to an extent. Like, when she gets older, hopefully she'll watch it. She did watch the main event of WrestleMania with her dad. So, and she was in, she liked it. So maybe one day, but
oh no.
Happy birthday to my Miss Little Elena Bobena. So we love you. We love you guys. So I want to say thank you for tuning in. make sure you tune in again next week, Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern. We'll be right back here on Fightful Overbook for Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We love doing this every week because...
Shower.
Yeah, shower. Use deodorant. Put on deodorant. And just don't do it for yourself. Do it for the people around you. Well, do it for yourself.
No, do it for yourself.
Yeah, do it for yourself. I said that wrong. Yeah, Jesus, what the hell wrong with me? You know what it makes me sound like?
Now go home and smoke some more crack.
Yeah, and then I could be like this.
Here's that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do if I had no armor. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And then I got this.
Let's see. Cody, he's an idiot.
What else we got? Oh, this is a new one. Huh. I thought that said 7 seconds. It says 17. Oh, well. What else we got here? Should we just end the show?
Yes, please.
Oh, here's a good one.
She's ready. She's ready.
This guy just keeps running in, unsuspected, getting his shit off, beating his knees, elbows. Oh, he's breaking. I don't know what the...
Hey.
I just literally knocked over all of my monitors.
That's weird. I have a new face, Sean. Right there. That's what's
going to happen. Oh, I just legit knocked off the monitor in my house.
Oh, no.
Off the rails, I'm telling you.
All right. We'll call it a day. See you guys.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Okay, now we'll see you. Bye.
Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.